As we explore and get familiar with this body and mind, this human experience, there's a lot happening. We see there's a lot happening in our experience. And our mindfulness practice, we open to and begin to get familiar with the entirety, all of our human experience. Our body sensations, the pressure, pulsing, tingling, vibrating, energetic experience of the body, the coolness, the heat, hardness, softness. There's the field of hearing happening. If your eyes are open, the field of seeing. We can be mindful of all of our experience. There's also an aspect of experience which is a potent force in our life, which might be overlooked at times, and that's the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral aspect of experience. Every sensation that meets our organism, all of those physical sensations, sounds, sights, even moods, emotions, have a quality of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Very often from that simple quality, which is just kind of how we're meeting experience, our mind responds or reacts to that pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral experience. When it's pleasant, we often want it to continue. We lean into it. We like it. We want more of it. When it's unpleasant, we want to get rid of it. We want to push it away, fix it, change it. And so from this simple experience of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, much of our emotional life arises. So we can notice both the feeling tone, the pleasant, unpleasant quality, and also the emotional life that arises around that. Again, no part left out of our mindfulness practice. We don't have to have any idea or judgment that a certain area or experience is a problem. One of the guidelines of my own practice is, oh, this is happening? Oh, frustration is happening? How is it possible to be mindful of this? What does it mean to allow this to? the allowing of emotion is a big part of our practice, because emotion does come up. It can come up in response to body sensation that we like or we don't like. It can come up in response to thoughts or other emotions. And so learning how to be present for our emotional life is a skill that really serves us, because so often from our emotional life we end up acting kind of automatically without thinking. And when we can become aware of our emotions, there's more of an opportunity for choice to enter in. So first of all, acknowledging, seeing if there can be an allowing attitude around whatever emotion may be present. And if an emotion is particularly strong, often when an emotion is particularly strong, there are a lot of thoughts that are around it. Seeing if you can release the emphasis from the thinking and instead explore the emotion, the nowness of the emotion. A lot of which happens in our bodies. Whether the emotions are reactive emotions or beautiful emotions, there's often a physicality to emotion. Anger can feel like pressure and heat. Aversion might feel like constriction and tightness. Fear might be a constriction in the throat and agitation in the area of the abdomen or stomach. Delight, happiness might be a lightness in the body, smooth experience in the body. Joy can have a bubbly, uplifting quality. And so as you explore your experience, we do explore grounding and connecting with an anchor of the breathing. Those are the instructions we're exploring on this retreat. And yet, we don't have to hold tightly to that. When there are other experiences that the attention is pulled to, that is what is asking for attention in that moment. Allowing that to be met. And if it is emotion, it can be very helpful to let go of any thoughts around the emotion. And explore the felt sense, the human experience. This is what it's like for a human being to feel this emotion. So relaxing the body. Inviting the body to relax, relaxing the muscles of the body. Maybe seeing if a request or an invitation dropped into the mind and body has an impact. May the body relax. Maybe exploring, is there a relaxation possible inside the throat? Relaxing the area around the heart. Relaxing the stomach, the intestines. May the core, the inner body relax. May the mind relax. Allowing yourself to gently arrive in this body and mind with this encouragement towards relaxation. With this relaxed body and mind, as much as is available for you in this moment, we can explore inviting a tuning in to an area of experience. Perhaps the breath. Sometimes we can use a request here too. From this place of relaxation, dropping in a request, may the attention rest with the breathing. Sometimes a request allows the mind to find its own way to receive that experience. May the attention rest with the breathing. And in that receptive mode with the breath, it's fine for there to be many other experiences happening at the same time. Hearing and the breath. Other body sensations and the breath. in some ways with this receptive stance, receiving the experience of breathing. It can also allow us to be in a place of receiving a broader experience. So the breath is at the center. A light touch, just enough effort to stay connected to an in-breath, receiving an in-breath, receiving an out-breath. One of my teachers, Thanissaro Bhikkhu, points to how that receiving of the breath might be like noticing a candle in the middle of a room, in the middle of a dark room. We might look right at the candle, or we can notice that the candle lights up the whole room. Relax. May the attention receive the breath. And as you're connected with the breath, if something else pulls the attention, a sound or a body sensation or an emotion, remembering that mindfulness is not about staying with the breath. Mindfulness is about opening to the fullness of our life. And so exploring body sensation, if it's strong, opening to hearing, if that's where the attention is, receiving emotion, recognizing the human experience of an emotion. Allowing all of our experience. And remembering that allowing a resistance is also part of the practice. Relax. Receive. Allow.